At first, Gascón tried to explain herself to CNN in Espanol.
Yo no he cometido ningún crimen,
I've committed no crime, haven't hurt anyone, and I'm not racist, she said. Emilia Pérez director Jacques Audiard called Gascón's statements self-destructive. Gascón's reps and Netflix haven't responded to NPR's request for comments, but the actress now says she's bowing out of campaigning for the Oscars. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people and money today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Hello?
You got me,
Nick?
There?
You there? You there?
Can
Nick,
you hear
hello?
Me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes.
How about now?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm holding my cell phone as I wander back and forth across the room trying to find a good hot spot to talk to you. Except you're like 4 feet away from me.
I can touch you right now.
Just reach out and touch me?
Yes.
Gonna do some pottery?
Yep. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and in the captain chair over there is Tom Maloney, Vice President of Radio Operations.
Dude, you got my title right today.
I did, didn't I?
Oh, man. That might be the first time. You wrote it down?
I wrote it down.
Oh, man. I feel so loved right now. I get a promotion like every week or a demotion every week.
You realize I've become a senior now. I'm a senior, and I have short-term memory, and I have to write everything down.
Is that why you sit in the back of the class? You're a senior?
Yeah. I always sat in the back of the class.
I know.
So how you doing?
That's why we're here today. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm enjoying the weather right now. It's kind of nice out there.
I was going to say there's sunshine I saw on the parking lot, is it warm out? Is it cold? I have no idea.
It's pretty warm. I took my shirt off, laid on the car, got a little.
Thank you for putting it back on before you came into the booth.
Yes, yeah, so you don't want to scare everyone. Ann and Jack would have took off.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
So you're getting ready for the big Super Bowl game?
The Superb Owl, the big game.
The big game, I should say.
They're playing in Nollins. What is this Super Bowl 40?
It's Licks or Lax or Likes.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know.
LIX.
Yeah. Yeah, so Super Bowl 40.
Why don't they just use numbers? I know they probably started with a one slash,
yeah.
A two slash.
And yeah, just make the switch. Should have just made the switch.
What is it, like 59 now or something like that?
Is it 49, I think?
It might be 49.
I think it's 49.
I don't know.
Bears won it. They won 20,
you
right?
Who
40.
Who are you voting
60,
for?
60, 59.
Jack,
maybe
who
it
do you
is
want?
59.
Who do you want?
I don't know.
KC or
my God,
or Philly?
I want the commercials to be good.
There you go. The commercials to be good. That works.
How about you, Tom? What do you want?
I rooted against the New England Patriots when they were really good every single year because Tom Brady kept winning. And now that he's retired, you know, I understand that Tom Brady's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and I respect that. Now we're watching it happen again with Patrick Mahomes. I've learned my lesson that I rooted against Tom Brady. He kept winning. I root against Patrick Mahomes. He keeps winning. Go Birds.
And
go Birds.
You want the Birds, too.
Yeah.
You know, I
like Saquon Barkley. You know him.
Yeah,
him leaving the Giants and going to Philly. I want to see him win.
My problem is I used to like KC, and then because they never won.
Yeah.
And now they've won so much. I don't like that. The only time I would like that is if the Bears kept winning.
Well, that's how every fan feels about their team all the time, right?
I just thought
as
it was
you're rocking an NFC
I just
division
it was
champion
me.
Hat from 2009.
Yeah, well,
looks
like
brand
2006.
New.
2006. Yeah, there we go.
There, I see. I got my hat.
Yep, you do. You
I
do.
Know.
I mean, I still wear my 05 World Series champion White Sox shirt. So
you know, and the only team I'm rooting for is whoever's on my football square.
There you go.
Number 7, number 3, number 2. Those are the things I like. Folks, thanks for joining us here on Let's See.
I'm rooting for the food spread.
And that's right.
That's
always
that's
the food
mine as well. Yeah.
It's always thing. And thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. We want you to call in today and join the conversation. We have Badara Bar and Restaurant here right out of Crown Point. And we want to call in because we have gift cards, 219-769-9577. Give us a call. Give us a comment and get a gift card. So, Ann, how are you doing? Ann Kane.
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Are you good?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. So,
and this is your third time on the show.
This is my third time.
You are like the Patrick Mahomes now of Let's Eat.
Yes.
Except I'll root for you. Yeah. I think there's only a couple of restaurants who have ever been on three times on the show.
Yeah. For all the years we've been on, we've had hundreds of guests.
Hundreds of guests, and there's only, I can only think of two off the top of my head, Grindhouse
right.
Cafe, the coffee joint, and now Bidara. And I'm sure there might be one or two more, but that's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think maybe Pepe's.
Yeah, Adam with Pepe's has been on several times as well. So,
we have you like us or you like our food?
Oh, I like you guys.
You are an elite company.
You are
the elite company, so welcome.
So we have Ann Kane and Jack Coxon, her chef here from Bidara Bar and Restaurant out of Crown Point, and we'd like to join him here, and let's start some of the questions. And we want you to call in 219-769-9577 and join the conversation. How you doing, Ann?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Give us a little background about yourself. Same thing with you, Jack. Just small.
At the same time?
Nope. Yes, if you can.
No, we can't do that.
Finish each other's sentences.
Well, you guys got shirts that look like I said, if people go on our Instagram, Let's Eat PLD, you'll see pictures of us, and you'll see the cute pajamas that they were wearing here on the show with nice big bees on it for Bidara.
Anne is such a success that I'm actually just trying to be like her.
Oh, you're too kind.
So go ahead and give us a little background about yourself.
Anne Kane, I'm a Crown Point native. I was born south of Crown Point, but came over when I was just a young child, and it's been my hometown, and my dream was always to start a restaurant, so found the right opportunity, and here we are.
Was it to start a restaurant in Crown Point, to like stay in Crown Point and continue to give back to the community in that regard?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Because some people, like, they want to start a restaurant, they want to go to the city, or they're like, I got to just get away from this place, I'll go start a job or do something else somewhere else. But you stayed.
Yeah.
Why?
It's my hometown, and I love giving back to my hometown. It's just what I've known. I mean, I've traveled the world. Passion is my travel.
Mm-hmm.
Or travel is my passion. Passion is my travel. And I enjoy giving back to the community. They've always, been good to me. So.
Have you always been in the restaurant industry?
Never.
Oh, this is your
first. It's my first venture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Jack?
Oh, I've always been in the industry. I feel like I was born in it. From New York, so I can't look you in the eyes and say I'm going for the birds at all.
Okay.
That doesn't work for me.
That's I hope you're not going for the Jets.
No, definitely not. I'm a Giants fan, so football season ended about 6 months ago.
I was going to say, you're not going to root for Saquon, even though...
I love the guy.
Okay.
Good for
all right.
him.
All right.
But, I've been doing this since I was a child, honestly. Just started washing dishes, doing prep work when I was a kid. And it just stuck with me.
Was it a family restaurant you were in?
No, my mom just couldn't
hired
cook.
You under the-
She was not a great cook, and I needed to eat some food that was good.
You hire this 12-year-old, don't tell anybody about it, and just stayed in the back. Okay,
I was the original.
Okay, nice.
And how did you come up with the name Bidara?
It's one of my favorite places I've traveled to, travels. It's off the northeast coast of Australia, Bidara Island.
And I noticed on your building you have a... like a picture of it or a drawing of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. Now, does Bidara have a special meaning to it? Or?
I mean, it's just an island in Australia, just a great destination vacation
Isn't
place.
Isn't it just for adults? Isn't it like specific, like an adult kind of island?
Yes, primarily. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like our bar.
Yep.
So that you would have had to have really hidden in the back of the kitchen there, being a child working
exactly
there.
Exactly right. I came in on a little dinghy and
nice.
Put me under blankets and no one ever saw
sharks and Crocodile Dundee's down there.
So how long have you been in an operation?
That'll be 3 years this April.
Really? So mm-hmm. When we had you on before, you were just new.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we were new. We probably were 1 year in. So, 3 years this April.
Why don't you give everyone your, location?
Okay, sure. We're at 419 North Grant Street in Crown Point. We're attached to the Young American and then across the street from Small Town Coffee as kind of a point of reference.
Now, there's a restaurant that used to be there before you guys, right? What was that?
That was Mady's Irish
Mady's.
Pub.
So if you folks in Crown Point remember Mady's Irish Pub, no comment on how long I spent at Mady's Irish Pub. But if you folks know that, it's the same building. So
Same building, but
the same building, right? It's the same location, but I went in there and
I've seen it on pictures, but you have to walk in. You walk in and it's just beautiful. I mean, what you've done, the decor, I like that black look to it, black. It's clean lines. And then when I walked in, it was a cold day, and the bar's sort of kind of when you walk in, sort of there, and it felt warmer by the bar. And then I looked up, and you have this huge TV screen, and the fireplace is going. Was there heat coming off of that thing?
It feels like it sometimes.
Does it feel like it?
Everybody comments. I really think it just warms up the room one way or another.
For some reason, it's like subliminal or something. Like you see this fireplace, and you feel like you're warm. But anyways, it's a beautiful place.
Thank you.
I encourage everyone to go there that's over 21. It's really sharp. Your hours of operation?
So we're open Tuesday through Sunday. We open Tuesday through Saturday at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Kitchen closes at 10, bar closes at 11, and then on the Sundays we do brunch, 10:30 to 3:30.
So on that note, because we had a guest in here a few weeks ago, and we talked about just the lack of restaurants, bars, et cetera, that are open late, really across Northwest Indiana. They were based in Merrillville. Do you find that being open that late on a weeknight does well for you, or is this just like, you know, you're trying it to see how it goes? Because, you know, there are times it's like I leave the house, it's like 7:30, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I'm hungry, I don't want to cook, or I want second dinner, right? I want to go somewhere, and like the only places that are open tend to be fast food places that late. Was there a reason behind keeping the restaurant open that late?
No, I just think that as we have dialed in, those hours have worked for us.
Okay.
Yeah, especially, you know, a lot of people go out on the weekends, so especially on the weekends.
Yeah, for sure, like Fridays and Saturdays, even Thursdays, which are the new Fridays, so I've been told.
True.
I still have to come to work on Friday, so I don't know how that works. But
we try to dictate what the guests are doing. If the guests are having a good time at 10:30, we're not going to make a last call right away. We're going to kind of see how long they're willing to sit there and drink with us.
Okay.
So we like to leave it loose.
You know, you got such a hip-looking place. It's really clean looking. It's the drinks are people ordering more like Manhattans and things like that, or they're there for just your regular Miller beer and some Sutter Home wine or something like that, you know, your basic old-fashioned, you know, back when I was doing bars 30 years ago, that was Sutter Home, that was cool. But I mean, what are they drinking there?
Oh, we're definitely known for our craft cocktails.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our standard craft cocktails on the menu. And then we always have feature craft cocktails as well. So we're definitely a craft cocktail bar for sure.
Now, who develops those?
BJ Kane. He's our bar manager.
Okay.
And then
that your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what I thought was. I made a mistake last time.
Yeah, he's the head of that. And then some of the bartenders help as well that we have there. So.
And what are some of the signature drinks and, you know, that you offer? Because,
she came prepared with the menu this
time. I would have to say that another word I can use for the place is swanky. I mean, it is. It's just, I don't feel like you would go in. I mean, I'm sure it's casual attire.
I was going to say, can Nick show up wearing his traffic yellow hoodie and I can show up in
a
flannel?
What are you making fun of me for?
Hey, I'm just pointing out that we don't exactly look swanky right now. We're in radio. It's theater of the mind, right? We're wearing nice clothes. Is there a dress code with it or no?
No, there's not a dress code. I mean, people come dressed up. They come casual. We don't enforce any kind of dress code, so.
So what are some of the main hits when it comes to your cocktail?
It's a nice sweater, Nick. It looks warm.
It's a sweatshirt. Anyway.
And so is this. These aren't pajamas. I don't go in public with pajamas on, I promise. So I would say our espresso martini is probably one of our biggest hits. Everybody loves them. They come to us for them. And then we have a drink called a Marilee. It's our version of like a lemon martini. Mm-hmm. It's made with lemon and basil, so that's a very popular one as well.
Interesting.
What's your favorite?
Mm.
Double oak.
At the very end of the night, I'm saying.
Oak with a cube.
At the end of the night, I'm not going for an espresso martini, but I'll probably do like a Marilee or one of our Reka, our Cosmo.
Jack, how about you?
I'm a PBR guy.
I was going to say that.
He keeps it simple.
Been a PBR guy since I was about 13 when I got into
working
the
restaurants. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you guys? I mean, the place is so cool and hip looking. Do you have like special ice cubes and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, we sure do.
You have the
round
big ice
cubes,
cube for the
square cubes.
We have square cubes, clear square cubes.
Okay. Do you make them yourself on location then?
They're made in house. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's
no
important.
Process.
I mean, that's important, like, if you're making, like, what do they use the large one, like, to put bourbon over or something
Yeah, bourbon or
Now, you know, your name, Badara, bar and restaurant. Why the bar before the restaurant? Because, I mean, it makes me feel like that's, is that more the emphasis or is the restaurant more the emphasis?
No, I think it equal emphasis. Okay. It just kind of rhymed.
Oh, okay.
Bedar bar. So,
okay.
I guess it does, yeah. Yeah. The alliteration rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
The restaurant was too big to put on the sign because the front of the building's not that big, so we just went with Bedar bar, but we're equally both.
Now, how long was this in creation? I mean, from the time you conceived it, and when you conceived it, is the end result is what you thought of when you started?
Yeah. It was exactly
And how
what
long
I
how long was this process? And what, you know, was there a lot to deal with?
Definitely a lot to deal with. I'd have to say that the pandemic afforded me the opportunity to even be able to think about it. Mm-hmm. So it pretty much came to conception then, and then maybe a year later, year and a half after all the construction was done, because we gutted that whole building.
I mean, did you have a special designer to do that design in there? Because I know I couldn't fathom that. I mean, I would, you know, the how the things are hung up around the bar, the colors, the lights. I mean, you had to get somebody in there that would actually draw up a design for you.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, he handled everything. Yep.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat. We want you to call in 219-769-9577. Get a chance to win a gift card from Bedara Bar and Restaurant right out of Crown Point. Now, your location isn't right on the main strip. It's like kind of behind it, right?
Yeah, we're north of the square.
But you have your own parking spots, your own parking lot, which a lot of places don't have.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
And a lot of street parking, so it's very nice.
Yeah. Jack, what type of cuisine would you call your restaurant?
Ooh, Bedara's cuisine is my playground. I get to do whatever I want.
Does he have total autonomy in?
Yes.
Okay.
We change up a lot. It really kind of depends on what I've been reading, what I'm researching, where the drinks are headed, things like that. I like to really learn.
What kind of inspires you?
You know, ingredients inspire me. It's something, if my flavor profile starts to lean towards one thing, then I really start to focus on regional things in that.
So what's your palate leaning towards lately?
Oh, that's a great question. Probably Southern. I keep thinking about Southern food a lot. I like traditional Southern cuisine.
Things. You're talking like grits and like fried chicken?
Fried chicken, grits. We're doing a couple of things in the future, and some of those menus now are looking like a polenta with like a wild boar and things like that. Mushroom ragouts and things.
Wow.
Just switching it up.
How does one acquire wild boar? I mean, I feel like I go to a
GFS?
Grocery.
No?
Like I go to a grocery store and it's like it's a big deal if they've got like ground bison, you know, or like maybe some duck, like, and that's kind of like exotic, let alone wild boar. Like that meat doesn't ever really feel like it's going to come through in the front of my mind to see on a menu, other than like maybe old school taste of Chicago from like 30 years ago when I was a kid.
That's the point of it, is that I like to do things around this area that people probably wouldn't have seen in this area.
Yeah.
We, for a while, and you learn a lot of, like, you know, what people are going to be interested in. We tried to do a stuffed calamari for a while, and it would keep shocking people when it hit the table because they're used to these fried calamari rings.
Right.
Really?
And this would be a stuffed squid.
Right.
And they're like,
that's not
what
I,
is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's blowing up on me.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, I think that's really what drives me in this area, is that, you know, we, in my personal opinion, we started much faster and we had to kind of dial it back a little mm-hmm. bit, because our first menu and the way I was approached for Bedara was, you know, we were going high end.
Right.
But we can't be high end if people don't even know where we are or what we are.
Right.
So you have to really kind of cater to the people, all while keeping true to yourself and not losing your vision of what you're trying
to
do.
So what does Crown Point like or want, as opposed to, like, I think what you guys maybe thought you wanted to implement for the restaurant, or, you know, because I think Northwest Indiana feels like, you know, it's a Shoop's town.
Right.
It's a smash burger. It's, you know, it's, you know, that type,
you know,
of cuisine.
And also, you know, to give, you know, like, to jump on what Tom's saying, in the old days, we used to put out little comic cards, and you know, people would fill them out, and we get ideas. I mean, how do you go about that now? How do you get, like Tom says, how do you get that feedback?
The unfortunate part about feedback nowadays is I wish that we could go back to comment cards.
Really?
Because if somebody didn't have the experience that they had thought that they would have with us, mm-hmm. they go right to social media.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't get a chance to kind of buffer that beforehand.
Right.
You know, you people's expectations of just what you're offering them doesn't always hit the mark.
Right.
And I know that what we do, we're always trying the very possible best and, you know, always putting the best foot forward and taking the hits as they come. But not every person sees that. And, you know, this isn't an insult to the old building, but sometimes you see some of those old Mateys regulars come
yeah.
in. And the first thing they go for is their pack of cigarettes. Right. And we have to be like, hey, sorry, you can't smoke in here. And then they get their one Miller Lite. And they leave.
They leave, yeah. That's, I mean, that world, I guess, has changed where you know, having a shared, you know, here's the smoking section of the restaurant. It's like, well, we all share the same air conditioning system here.
Exactly.
And so, like, I'm looking at pictures right now of the building outside. I've driven by the
building.
Oh, you've
done a great job on the outside, too.
Thank you.
You know, because it's the old Mateys, an old big white building, and this is like a black or a dark green.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about sort of the aesthetic of, I guess, maybe restaurants now, because I look at that. It feels like Nick said, it feels very clean, very trendy, very modern. Is it to match the food, or is the environment of the restaurant separate from the environment of the food? How does that, I guess, do those two play together?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the food and the drinks. I mean, it's just kind of a hip vibe. We like to try to have, you know, all new fun things on the menu and just, yeah, they go
hand
in hand.
Do you involve yourself in the food? Creating it, or you leave it up to Jeff?
I leave it up to Chef. He knows what he's doing. I just get to taste it.
There you go. So what should people know about your place?
Well, definitely that we are known for our craft cocktails and for our shareable plates.
Mm-hmm.
How big are the plates? Are we talking like big plates, shareable plates? Like
it varies. We have a really diverse menu. So they're all shareable, but some more than others. I mean, you know, you get a grilled cheese, it's definitely shareable, or sometimes people just want to have it to themselves. So everybody goes, you know, whatever way they want to go. So
The idea of shareable concept shouldn't be to get stuffed on one plate.
Right.
You want to give them enough to get them samples of things and get them to keep ordering some more things.
Right. And shareable is all about socializing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, okay, I got my Italian beef with a bunch of cheese on it, and I'm not going to talk for 5 minutes. And if I'm going to look at something, I'm going to be looking at my phone. I hate that. Do you ever see that? You go to a restaurant, everyone's looking at their phone. I mean, like...
It's so true. And in our restaurant, I feel like that really doesn't happen. That's why we have our hard menus. We don't have any QR codes or anything like that. We don't want
QR
people
codes.
On their phones.
I don't... I look at a QR code on a menu, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. Like,
same.
Just give me the paper menu. You know, I'm old. Come on.
Some of the places you go to, you can just order off a kiosk. I just like that personal touch, but I want to ask questions.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, you get a lot of that now, and... You know, I just like the old ways, I guess. Having somebody come to your table, taking your order, you know, and then enjoy. And I think the shareable is a great idea. I mean, I can see that, you know, you got a table of 4 to 6 people, and they're all different couples, and they're all sharing the food with each other. I mean, it just probably brings up a lot of conversation, lot of fun.
It certainly does. Yeah.
So do you guys do any pairings or suggest pairings with your food?
We do. We have events that we do pairings with.
Oh, do you?
So, yeah, we have our wine events, and then we have a tequila pairing coming up in March.
Oh.
And then we'll have bourbon pairings coming up as well. So Chef curates the menu, and the bar comes up with the tequilas or bourbons or whatever our event is. And
what's the tequila pairing? Are we talking like tequila and tacos? Are we talking like just tequila
and
tequila?
I love these events because
they
really...
That's got to blow your mind up, doesn't it?
They really let me get into
regional.
I really... We did the last event, tell me if I'm wrong, but the last event we did was a Kentucky bourbon, and I went way back in history and, you know, tried to bring things. We did a play on Kentucky Fried Chicken and had chicken buckets and just I like to make it very interactive. Yeah. We talk to the guests, and we really make sure that the people bringing the alcohol are telling the guests about the history of the alcohol and the reason and the region and why this is here today in front of you and how this product is either gaining in popularity or it's becoming something that's rare and things like that.
Yeah, and it makes your job, doesn't it make your job a little easier when you get the event or get the theme? I always hated someone saying, just, why don't you make me something?
Yeah.
It's like it's really hard to judge what you like.
Here's
you
a know. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich yeah. every time.
I hope this doesn't ruin. I hope this doesn't ruin the end of the interview. But you know, at the question I hate the most is when people ask me what do I like to cook the most, and it's like I like to. It's like asking a painter what the painter likes to paint the most. You know,
right.
They like to paint everything. They like to express themselves and learn and grow as they do it. So I don't have a signature dish that I have. I have many dishes I'm good at, but mm-hmm. I just don't have a signature dish that defines me as a chef because I'm always looking for the next best
right.
dish. You know,
right. you almost wanted to, them to give you the idea, and you want to expand on the idea.
Exactly.
That kind of blow your minds, like, oh, I really want you know to take what you guys brought in. I really want a cheesesteak sandwich.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, now you know what the rules are behind making it. Now you want to blow my mind with it as opposed to just like,
yes,
here's that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, you really want to take it to that next level, that unexpected level of like, I didn't know you could do that
right.
with this food that I've been eating since 1984.
Right. That's yeah. that's me. That's my chef career.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the importance of having the chefs in our industry mm-hmm. that just do one thing, right? You need to have the people like the Peter Lugers. You need to have... I can't think of the guy in Philly that does the cheesesteak that everyone says is the best in the world. You need to have those kind of people as well to kind of have the mark to shoot for.
Yeah.
But I was born, my name is Jack, a jack of all trades. I don't want to master all of it. I just want to learn it all, you know?
So when you bring these distilleries in, are they local distilleries? I mean, like for the tequila or for bourbon, I mean, are these local guys or... You know, because there's that place in Valpo. What's it called? The Sea of the.
There's
like
a there's
the
journeyman's.
Journeyman's.
Journeyman's is out
I mean,
there.
Do you deal with that, or you just?
It's a little bit more broad based. We try to get into some of the craft mm-hmm. bourbons and tequilas, but it's been a little bit of both.
Okay. Now, Jack, when she brings in the bourbon or the tequila, do you try to make a dish with that in there?
Always, always. It's always in.
So,
something.
What would you make with tequila?
That's a great question. I haven't gotten that far. Maybe it'll go in the mole.
Okay.
Cook it down in some kind of sauce or braise some meat with it, something like that.
So do you have daily specials?
We have feature menus. I like to get kind of quarterly things so I don't get burnt out so fast. If there's a lot of things in the cooler that I'm worried about, then we'll start to know, make things for the week.
We usually talk soups. We talked earlier about...
usually soups.
the southern stuff. Do you guys do like a seasonal quarterly? How does that work quarterly? Or is it just like, well, I'm sick of the old menu. I need a new menu.
It's quarterly.
Yeah. So and then in that regard, like we are in early February now. Are you now looking ahead to the next quarter and figuring out what to put on the next menu?
I think we're, what, 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out?
Yeah, we'll be switching it up here real soon. Our whole year is planned out in advance.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it planned out like last year planned out or like planned out turn of the year like...
Turn of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can like hint at maybe or tell us what's coming? Even if it's not this quarter, maybe it's coming in, you know, in the summer or in the fall or in the early winter.
Is that with your alcohol beverages too? You plan them all out?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yep, we're getting ready to turn that too.
I have leaned heavily into my New York roots for this next lunch menu. Obviously you saw the cheesesteak. We're gonna do some pesto chicken sandwiches and cutlets like that. And I'm just, at this point, I'm doing things that I love. The lunch menu is the separation between our shareables, and that's where I can accommodate the people that just want something for themselves.
Yeah.
So that's I'm very excited for that. The next lunch menu has got a lot of good stuff coming on it.
So the brunch, now is that a whole different menu?
Completely different, yeah.
And what are some of the items that you offer on your brunch?
Well, what's your favorite item?
Oh, I know what it is. I already know what my favorite item is on that brunch, but go ahead.
Chicken and waffles?
No.
Chicken and waffles is a great
avocado
one.
Toast?
No, I like the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, biscuits and gravy, yes.
What other items you got on there? And how's that work? I mean, it's not like people think brunches are like buffets and stuff. Yours doesn't run that way, does it? So
no.
So give us an idea. How.
Yeah, it's not a buffet at all. It's individual or shareable dishes because some of our portions are very shareable, but... it's an individual or shareable menu, basically.
Okay. And what are some of the other items except for the biscuits and gravy and the waffles? And
yeah, chicken and waffles. And then we have like a Badara breakfast sandwich.
You've got a chorizo smash sandwich. Is that quite literally just
chorizo burger.
Sausage, like just cooked up at like a burger?
That's right.
Oh,
and you got
man,
a,
that sounds fantastic.
You got a
delicious bacon jam.
You got a flatbread also?
Yeah, we have a breakfast flatbread.
And what's on that? Jack?
I got it here. It's got scrambled eggs, bacon, southern gravy with spicy aioli, and cheddar cheese. I shouldn't read this right now. I'm going to be hungry for the rest of the show.
We should have brought brunch items.
We should have done that.
The mini donuts. House-made mini donuts.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Making all of those, like, going into a Sunday brunch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they the donut holes, or like they just...
They're little mini donuts.
Okay.
It's definitely a good shareable starting plate.
Yeah.
And our pastry chef was just showing me something that she wants to do in the future with a cake donut. And that was pretty interesting as well.
Okay.
I like to leave, you know, some of these things that these guys are doing is out of my league, which is excellent.
You don't find yourself to be a baker as much?
I do not. During the lockdown or shutdown or whatever we're calling it at this point, I was doing a lot of bread baking.
Uh-huh.
But I was also doing a catering business out of my house. So that's probably the extent of my baking was sourdough bread. I'm proud of myself to say that I kept that starter alive the whole time.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you started with Badara from the beginning?
That's right.
So you've been there the whole time. And folks, we have Badara Bar and Restaurant here from Crown Point. We want you to call in 219-769-9577. Chance to get a gift card from Badara Bar and Restaurant right out of Crown Point. Let's talk about some of the items you brought in. See, what did you bring in? And I noticed the wings. What kind of wings are those?
We have a black tea brined wing.
Is that what you brought in?
It is.
And it was very good.
Thank you.
And when you say black tea brined.
Just enough kick.
Just enough kick.
It wasn't like super spicy. Like if my wife's listening right now, she'd be like, oh, it wasn't spicy. It was a little spicy. But like with a wing, it wasn't so overpowering. You're like, oh my God, I need to like inhale oxygen because the back of my tongue is on fire. So how does that work? Black tea brine.
Actually, black tea, like you make a black tea?
Yep, we make a black tea, throw a couple of oranges in that afterwards, and then just once it cools down to room temperature, you put it with your raw wings and let it sit overnight.
I tell you what, the old-fashioned coffee shop chefs are all like spinning around like, what? We used to just put in water with salt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you brought, like you said, the Philly steak. Sandwich?
I wouldn't call it Philly because I'm from New York. I just call it a cheesesteak.
A cheesesteak.
I don't use any whiz, and I refuse to put bell peppers.
I can't believe they put whiz on that, and people think it's good.
No,
it's Philly, man.
So that'll be on our new lunch menu. So.
And then something when you were on last time, people commented actually on the site was the truffle fries.
Yep.
And how are those done? They're very good.
Shoestring French fries, a truffle oil I'm not allowed to discuss in public.
Okay.
A little grated Parmesan, salt, pepper. There we go.
Nice. Okay.
And then what was the bread pudding?
Yeah, bread pudding. Yep.
Yeah. Is that now you don't In-house. Care now how many different you only have like three desserts, right? Three, four desserts. And what are they? They're bread pudding.
We have bread pudding, tiramisu cheesecake, and they're seasonal, so right now we're still running our gingerbread chocolate cake.
Chocolate gingerbread cake.
And your bakery chef does all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's
really we're making them all in-house now.
So you've got somebody creating the bar menu. You've got somebody creating the kitchen menu. You've got a bakery chef. What else do you have under the roof there at Badara?
Media team. It's our newest addition is working with people. If you listen to the people that you work with and you find out what they're really good at, then you can help use that for yourself. And we have somebody that's spent time in college and did marketing courses and things like that and graduated from that. And that's what she wants to leave us to go and do. So the point is, why don't you stay with us and you can do that as well.
And how's that worked?
It's been great.
Yeah,
you notice a big difference in your hits or whatever? I mean, I'm dumb to all that. But
well, I mean.
Your likes, your.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the more you post, the more you put out there, the more likes you're going
to
get.
Do you find it tough in that regard in the restaurant world now? Because it used to be like, you know, way back when Nick was running a restaurant. Like
I would be before, outside with a sign.
Yeah, but it was just like. I had no idea what the food would be like. You'd walk in and look at the menu, and it's like, oh, there's a photo from 10 years ago on the menu on the wall, or like you're just ordering and kind of like you said, somebody orders this stuffed calamari, and it's not necessarily what they expect. Does the social media play a role in terms of like
100%?
Restaurants now compared to like restaurants then? It's probably for you as well too in that regard, where it's just. Now I go online, I expect that there's a website. There's probably pictures of the food. I want to know what the place looks like.
I mean, before COVID, in my restaurant, our biggest media was just basically Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, I noticed that helped. We put something out there and it helped. But we never did all the things that you see now. We didn't have a website. We didn't have a, but like you said, if you pull up a restaurant, you expect to see all those things. Yeah, and if you don't see it, then you're like, huh.
There's the red flag. Right. I mean, it goes with the old saying is that you eat with your eyes first.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get to you on social media and you're seeing something that looks really appealing to you,
yep.
then there's a good chance we get a hook in you, you know?
Yep. And you're going to come in, you're going to, I need to get that menu item, or I got to get that thing that was on the Instagram. And then it's like, well, it turns out that was on last month's menu. Sorry. Right. And
exactly.
So if you are listening, you know, it's, yeah, you got to find out as well, like, hey, when is the menu? So for you guys, when does that menu change over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I was just going to ask
quarterly.
That.
It's quarterly.
Oh, so, yeah. so every quarterly yeah. it yeah. updates.
So, yeah.
So right now, let's go over some of the menu items. You have, like, Dungeness crab?
No, we're doing a super lump crab.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Super lump is the pieces that fall off during production of jumbo lump crab. So it's not something that's been pulverized. It's not something that is super mechanically separated. You're not okay. going to find a lot of shell in it. But
it's just extra. So it's super lump jumbo.
Lump crab, which is giant chunks.
Yeah.
And then you have super lump, which is the one next to it, and then. It starts to go downhill.
I see you have 14 day age New York strip. Am I right about that?
That's not correct. No.
Oh, that's not correct. But you do carry a New
York
strip.
That's next week. That's the next people on the radio.
No, I thought I saw that.
No,
on
we have skirt steak. And right now we're doing a soy and truffle marinated skirt steak on our specials that comes with an in-house chili crunch. And on our regular menu, we have a chimichurri skirt steak.
Can I ask what an in-house chili crunch is?
Yeah, a lot of people that use chili crunch are buying it from David Chang or someone like that in the mm-hmm. market that's selling it at Julasco.
I have no idea what a chili crunch is. Like, is it a chip? Is it like
no,
dried
it's,
chili?
It's a sauce. It's like you're taking your oil and you're incorporating a lot of garlic to it, and you're cooking that garlic in that oil.
Yeah.
And once it comes down, you kind of add a lot more seasonings to it and stir it as it goes, and very flavorful oil with a crunchy garlic.
What kind of seafoods do you carry?
Right now, we're just doing crab, Prince Edward Island mussels, and and 1620s.
Okay. And those are fried, or are they sautéed?
Typically sautéed. We do have a tempura fried taco shrimp.
That sounds good. How about ribs? You doing any kind of ribs?
Not
or anything
at the moment.
Like that?
If we venture out and get a smoker, wink, wink, then yes, for sure, because I do have some great
she wrote it down. She
history
took her note
in
there.
Smoking.
Bottom of the list.
Smoking meats.
Smoking
though,
meats
yes, yes.
and other things,
yes.
you know. Just is this public radio, and what am I allowed to talk about?
It's fine. It's almost legal in Indiana.
Almost. They don't make enough money yet.
Yeah. Now, how many soups you carry a day?
We have a soup du jour, which we try to let run for the week, and we always have an in-house tomato bisque.
Okay. Now, your burgers.
We have
sliders. Do you do really well on your burgers? Is that a big?
Exceptional.
I can see that. Because
people come in for our smash burgers.
Yeah. Yep. And what blend is that?
The smash burger is just beef. At nighttime, we do sliders of beef and pork blend that we make in-house.
Oh, that's cool. I never had that blend together as a burger. What's the texture of that?
It's the same texture as a regular burger, but it gives kind of, I don't want to say funky because funky throws people off, but it definitely has that kind of porky flavor to it.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of where the fat is coming from in that mix.
That extra flavor as well. Yeah.
Cooks in nice.
They're very good.
Now, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but you have pan-seared feta?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And how is that like saying you're kind of making a saganaki without the Kasari cheese? I mean, how does that compare? I never had pan-seared feta.
It's a nice crispy outer crust, and it kind of helps loosen the feta on the inside. We don't want to go too hard so it's leaking out. We're not looking for a leaky feta.
So do you put a little bit of like...
Just a little oil in a sauté pan.
No flour on the feta or anything like that?
It has flour and panko.
Okay, yep. And that's what gives it the...
Is it a wheel of feta or is it the actual
flour? No, we cut them into little triangles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not like the chopped or like the pulled apart feta cheese?
No.
Okay.
Nice little toast points and some garlic... herb tomatoes, nice little bite.
Okay. Bourbon onion grilled cheese?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, what that is that? Like? That sounds good.
That sounds
well, that
good.
Probably goes in when you have the, that could be appearing when you have these people come by. So what's that like?
It's nice because the caramelized onions are with a little bit of fish sauce and a little bit of bourbon after they cook
down. You like fish sauce?
When you cook it right, I love it.
You know what fish sauce smells like?
I do.
Fish. No.
No?
Like a baby's diaper.
Oh, well, man. Fermented baby's diaper.
That even makes it a little better.
It's good for you. It's good for the gut bacteria fermented.
That's right. I'm all about fermentation and lactose and things. Very
so
good for you.
You can do tacos?
We do tacos.
Tacos are probably a big item for you, aren't they, Ann?
It's a pretty big item, yeah. Yeah, everybody likes tacos. We just kind of have elevated them a little bit.
It's amazing. Everyone makes kind of tacos. I mean, used to be you just went to a Mexican place, but you see tacos on a lot of menus. And what kind of tacos do you prepare?
You want to take this one?
Yeah, we got the...
You haven't talked in so
shrimp
long.
Shrimp tempura.
That's why I keep saying your name.
And then short rib tacos, jerk chicken, and our herb mushroom.
So a whole bunch of, like, can you get, like, a taco sampler, or is it, like, just pick one of them and you get that kind of thing?
How we do have the a la carte option,
Okay.
Do you do the risotto balls?
We do, arancinis.
I remember those before. You know what? That inspired me to make some. Beautiful. I made some at home. I have pictures on my Instagram that I made them.
I love it.
But describe those, because, and maybe a little bit how you make them.
Ours are super bright, very lemony. I wanted to pair lemon and mozzarella together, because I knew that I was going to be frying a rice that most people are used to eating with mushroom and, you know, a heavier dish. And I did not want this to be a heavy dish because we're trying to share. We're trying to get people to eat a bunch of things. So it reminds me of summer. When it's perfect, it's amazing. And it's so bright.
So do you make them small so they're shareable, or they, you know, because when you see them, they're kind of like almost a golf ball size.
I mean, would say they're about that. Yeah.
Now you put a sauce on them of any type?
Just the marinara that you make in-house on the bottom.
Do you make everything in-house for the most part?
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. And I see that you have a bread, I probably can't even pronounce it, bao bread? Bao bun?
Oh, bao buns.
I never heard of that. What is it?
A bao bun is like a rice, it's a rice bun. And a lot of places, and now we're doing it for our specials, steam them. But for
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
So on the lunchtime, we fry them for our katsu. And then nighttime, now we're doing a short rib bao that we are steaming.
As you guys roll over the menu, are there things on here that you're going to keep?
Absolutely.
Like, there's like house staples. If you go to Badara, you know you're going to be getting the black tea wings, or you're going to be getting that grilled cheese or something. How does that, like,
how much of your menu do you just toss away, and how much you kind of keep?
It kind of depends.
It all depends.
Yeah, we
how many people sit in your little meeting and decide about the menu?
Typically three.
Three of you? Okay.
Yeah. I think two of the three are right here right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Every 6 months, we take a look at our main menus and make any necessary revisions, and then quarterly we do the features.
That probably does that excite you when you change menus?
It does a lot.
I could see that, because you get when you cook the same thing over and over. At first, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But after a while, so
like the grilled cheese has been here since day one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are things that even if I were to propose to lose, I would probably lose my job before we lose the item. So, you know, there's things that the guests absolutely must have. I mean, we've gone back and forth over these buffalo chicken egg rolls. That was out of necessity. And at this point, we could never get rid of them because it was such a fan favorite. That we're doing them when we go to fests now. It's even requested to be at Bulldog Park. So there's things that we must have.
I think you brought that in before. I think you brought that in the last time.
Probably.
You make all the egg rolls by hand?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my God.
How big is the kitchen staff at Badara?
How big is the staff?
Yeah, the staff. That's working
with you.
One of
them is pretty tall. I would say that it's a little bit bigger than the room we're in now. It's probably...
The staff.
Oh, like we only have about four people that I work with.
Okay, so that's like, and that there, you guys are all making the egg rolls. You're all making
everything
all the time.
Every
okay.
Day.
Cross learning for my staff is the most important thing, in my opinion. The more they know, the more they help me, which frees me from helping them all the time.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, your baker, she's making your breads for you too?
No, we're getting our breads from Toronto Bakery.
Okay.
Eventually, I would love to have an in-house like focaccia or something like that, but she is still so new to the industry that we are working with her to just kind of really define, you know, just understanding week to week what you need. You can't run out of bread pudding. You can't run out of these things. And she picks it up. She's great. I mean, I can't – this is a lie. I can't say anything bad about my staff. They are tremendous.
Our whole staff is tremendous.
Did I say that was a lie? I didn't mean to say that was a lie.
You did say it was a lie. And I just kind of like thought, like, okay.
I love them.
I hope
like
they're
family.
Not hearing.
I love them like family, and I trust them completely. So it's the most important part of my day.
I guess that's important too, because you're with them. I mean, you guys
more
you know,
than you're
open
at
to
home.
Close, right. And yeah, you're spending more time with them than you're spending probably like you know 100%. With your family.
100%.
Except for Ann's brother, who's there as well. But you knew that getting into it because. You, right, last time you talked about like he was like it was like a pairing for both of you to like make the combined effort to make Bedara happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. BJ and Chef run the show.
Okay.
I just get in their way, so they're top notch. They do it right. And
so, and what's your biggest or you would say your signature item there on the menu? Since you're probably looking at all the tickets going through and stuff, what do you think you sell the most of?
I can answer that.
You want to take it?
He asked you.
It's definitely, I mean, our truffle fries.
That's what I would
really?
Say. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every
yeah,
table.
That's our signature dish.
Every single
and
table.
I feel like, you know, you got to try them everywhere you go, and they're just never, sorry, I'm going to be a little biased, but they're never as good. So it's just, they're so good.
How big is, really quick, we asked about the kitchen staff, how big is, like, the front of house staff, the bartenders, the hostesses, the servers, the wait staff?
I think we have 10. Okay, we keep a really tight crew.
I was going to say, so you're just shy of like 20 folks who are working in the building more often than not? Okay.
Yeah, we keep a very tight crew. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're very good. We all work together, and they're hybrid in the front of the house as well as the back of the house.
Yeah.
So our bartenders can serve, servers can bartend.
Okay.
And then typically, BJ or myself will host. We switch weekends.
So what's your biggest signature drink then? What drink you think you put out the most?
Espresso martini.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's kind of unique. That
it's
sounds
very
unique.
It is.
I mean, you're actually using, you're not just putting like coffee beans inside of vodka. You're actually using espresso and.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's made to order.
And we work with Small Town to get our espresso beans. They're mm-hmm. right across the street. We're keeping it as local as possible.
Yeah, we had them on before a long time ago, though.
Yeah,
they
think,
first opened
I think
up.
They were just, they had been open all of maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a few months.
Do you have drinks that have like fog coming off of them or fire coming off of them,
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, we have the Marilee and the Reka have a flavor bubble on top. It's called Flavor Blaster.
What is a flavor bubble?
It's just, it comes out, it's like a filled with vape and kind of, it's smoky
scented,
looking. It's not smoke, but.
Yeah, it's like a scented vapor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
It's interesting. It's like on the drink, like then do you like poke it with a straw or something and it like just kind of explodes and looks like a like
people
an old sci-fi
movie? People
poke
it with their finger or,
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
We get a lot of videos of mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, isn't it crazy how many people take pictures of your food and stuff?
Yeah, they love it.
I remember
I'm that person.
Years ago, you know, when the waitresses used to come in the kitchen, you say, Nick, these people are taking pictures of the food. Isn't that kind of strange? And that was like 12 years ago or something like that. Now it's pretty common.
Oh, yeah.
I take pictures of my own food at
home.
So do you have catering. Let's talk about the catering. How's the catering work? And what are some of the items on the catering menu to whoever wants to answer?
Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much get any of our menu items on our catering menu. And we have an email, events at Bedara Bar.
Okay.
Or you can call in and order catering anytime.
How far in advance is it? Are we talking like if today's Friday and I needed something for Sunday, is that too soon? Or if like...
We would make it happen. Okay. The things that we do on a daily basis really don't slow us down anymore.
Right. When you own a place and you're working it, you can make it. When it's a big corporation, then it goes like down the chains. And
right.
No one wants to bend.
Right.
When you go to a like you guys that you own the place, you know, you guys bend. You want to make it work.
Yeah.
And the catering, do you do off premise? Do you do anything in your place? What do you offer? Like, do you offer all the spoons and all the napkins and stuff like that?
We haven't gotten to that level yet. We've discussed it quite a bit. Having our own, we can definitely go off premise. We can definitely would need to be utilizing other people's facility if we cooked.
Right.
You know, I've done personal caterings at people's homes before. So if anybody out there wants me to come to your house and cook for you, I'll definitely clean up a little bit, and that would be great.
So in the bar, do you do any acoustics? Do you have any games? Anything like that? Do you do anything, you know?
Is it just smooth jazz on the speakers?
Because that's what it is, smooth jazz in there.
Yeah,
when I
it's
in there.
Not really smooth jazz. It's
club music.
It's kind of like
really?
A
techno
I mean,
something.
I thought it was good. I went in there. I felt like it matched the atmosphere perfectly.
It's tastefully done. But no, we don't. We used to do live music, and we don't do that anymore.
Okay.
And we don't have any games. I mean, we'll put a sports game on the TV if somebody asks.
Yeah.
We know we're not really a sports bar, but we understand the
beat. You guys have outdoor dining at all there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an outdoor patio. Yeah. Seats 44 people.
Oh, so it almost that's a lot.
Like
that doubles your inside
almost
space.
Doubles your inside spot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
People like that. You know what I like about that? When people are sitting outside, that's almost like putting a banner up mm-hmm. for people driving by. You know, it's like, oh, look, there's people sitting out there. That's kind of like neat. We got to go there.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I mean, we had a little bit of seating in my restaurant outside, and it seemed like people would see them sitting outside and say, oh, that looks fun. Let's
oh, they're
go
open.
In.
Let's
they're,
go there. Yeah. Like, yeah, very much kind of just now, that immediate draw.
Yeah.
Now, you offer gift cards.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of loyalty programs?
We do.
I mean, how's that work?
It's Toast Loyalty, so you get a point for every dollar spent, I think it is.
Okay.
And you get birthday rewards, like a $5 birthday reward, so.
Okay, I'm going to give you my Chef Nick questionnaire. You ready for it?
Ready.
Okay, it should be a little bit different than last time.
Okay, we'll see.
It's for both of you.
For both of you. But this one's for Ann because she's such a nice lady. What's on the other side of the rainbow?
Oh, a pot of gold for sure.
I knew she'd give me the right answer. Jack, what's on the other side of the rainbow?
I would have said exactly the same thing. Maybe $1 million.
Okay.
A check.
We hope.
With my name on it.
How do you like your eggs, even though they're like, you know, $2 an egg?
Over medium.
That's how I like them. How do you like them?
Over easy.
Over easy. Chocolates or flowers for Valentine's Day?
Boy, that's a tough one. Let's go with flowers.
What would you give out, Jack?
Oh, I
I'm not right, because you're not going to get it.
Yeah, I would it would definitely be flowers. My wife does not like chocolate.
Easy.
Kansas City or Philly?
Philly.
What are you going for?
Who's playing in the Puppy Bowl?
The Retrievers and the Labradors.
Yeah, definitely them. I guess Philly, I guess. Just for Saquon.
Yeah.
The rest of them, they go. Can all miss the bus.
And if you had a chance to open another restaurant, what would be the concept? If it wasn't the concept you have now.
I'll go first. Hamburgers and beer.
PBRs and a double cheeseburger.
Love
it.
There
you go.
I love it.
There you go.
I think we would like to do something a little bit more elevated, a little bit
more.
Oh, more
elegant.
Ooh. Yeah. Nick and I are definitely not getting in.
No.
We'll have a coat for you at the door.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Peaches or nectarines?
Peaches.
Nectarines.
Your favorite sport to watch?
Football.
Baseball.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's got the full-on.
Jack's got a full-on tattoo of
the
New
Yankees
York Yankees
tattoo.
On his chest.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
He's
always
hardcore baseball.
About it.
Always baseball.
What was your first special you ever created?
At the restaurant, the first special?
The restaurant is your first place you kind of work with food, but yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to go back 3 years.
First special. That was like 20 years ago.
I can't remember.
How about you?
Whew, that's a long time ago. First special. I think I did. I got laughed at by Chef Jordan Andino for trying to make a whipped cream out of coconut milk, not knowing there wasn't enough fat in it. And I was doing a parfait.
Wow.
But I'm sure even then I did a cobia dish with some kind of
wow, that's
reduced.
Really, that's really. I just made some stuffed green peppers when I was about 13. That was my first special for the family. favorite cake flavor?
Chocolate.
Jack?
Man, you're asking me all the things I don't like. Favorite cake flavor? I like donuts. Is donut a cake? Can it be a cake?
It could be a cake.
Yeah.
I gave donuts for my birthday. Favorite donut is probably the Boston cream, even though I don't like much of Boston.
I was going to say, for a New York guy, cooking a non-Philly cheesesteak and a Boston cream pie, I'm just saying, Ann.
I'm very conflicted.
I'm just saying.
Very conflicted. I lived in Florida in my 20s, so I've already passed the New York retirement age to go to Florida.
Any cats or dogs?
Oh,
dogs all day.
Dogs.
Okay.
Even though I have two cats.
Anything I forgot?
I don't think so.
How about what's coming up in the future? Any future plans? Anything exciting?
Yeah, we have our wine events coming up, and
okay.
The bourbon and tequila pairings. And
when is that happening?
There's we're doing one
March
different
4th.
Theme each month, but the okay. next one is March 4th.
And you know what else is coming up is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
And you guys are getting booked for Valentine's Day. So, folks, you need to call Badara Bar and Restaurant in Crown Point and get your reservations in. For Valentine's Day.
My God, is he a pirate now?
No, I'm the guy on this commercial.
The old NFL films.
Anyways, yeah. Folks, thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. Don't forget to hug your family, kiss your dogs on those snouts, go to Badara Bar and Restaurant in Crown Point, enjoy Valentine's Day. Yasu!
2024, we were creating just about the right number of jobs to keep up with the growth of the labor force.
There's a new jobs report out today showing that the U.S. workforce is far larger than was previously reported.